Hey, what's happening, man? It's your partner, Lawrence Jackson, a.k.a. the Fantasy Football Lord. You're now tuning in to the Lord Don't Lose podcast. Let's get it.
Look, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, boy, I like my crisp. Dress real nice, got the ice on wrist. Now I shine real bright like the White Stone Bridge. At night, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, boy, I like my crisp. Dress real nice, got the ice on wrist. Now I shine real bright like the White Stone. Yeah, started shit uptown chick. Something I can rock.
Yeah. Week 5 in the books now. We on the week 6. We just came off a wild, and I'm just gonna get into it, and you already know what I'm finna talk about right now. You already knew what I'm talking about right now. We just came off a wild ass Monday night miracle type all time Monday night football game type shit, man. Indianapolis Colts at the Baltimore Ravens. And that man, Lamar Jackson, is the talk of the town. Ravens was down 22-3 late in the third. Lamar Jackson rallied the team back. The Ravens were helped by a couple of botched field goals by the Indianapolis Colts. Game went into overtime. Ravens get the ball first, and that is all she wrote. Now, this just wasn't no regular Monday night overtime game. It wasn't a good game. It was a phenomenal game. Both defenses ended up giving up the buns. It's crazy, too, because Carson Wentz had a career high, over 400 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, right? So he had a career day, but it was overshadowed because Lamar had a historically type career day. 37 of 43 passing, 442 passing yards and 4 touchdowns to go along with that. He is the only quarterback to have a completion percentage of 85% or better when throwing over 400 yards in a particular game. So many things about that game with Jill Wild, man. If you listen to this right now, as some of y'all know through social media, I was posting because I was actually at this game. Yes, my first time in Baltimore, my first time in that stadium, first time seeing Lamar Jackson play. He have a career day. It's wild, man. It was amazing to see, man, just to, you know, just continuing to see Lamar Jackson do the things that his doubters say that he can't do. And, you know, a lot of them doubters or whatever, they gonna doubt him forever because they feel like, you know, I have to stick with this. I just have to keep looking for something to say. Lamar could win a Super Bowl. It ain't gonna matter to those particular people. It's just not gonna matter. You know, they always gonna find a reason instead of just enjoying this player who we've never seen nothing like this. This is not Michael Vick, dog. Like Michael Vick, one of my favorite players ever. This ain't Michael Vick, dog. We might not ever see this again. He run better than all the running backs. And now he's starting to throw as good as all of the quarterbacks. Some of y'all doubters is in a heap of trouble. You in big trouble because you're running out of things to say, man. Listen, this is my word of advice to you. Lamar Jackson, amazing talent. Take this time and appreciate him now. One day the man going to retire from playing football and you ain't going to see this again. But like I say, man, what an exceptional game. Lamar Jackson made every throw, right? He made every throw, whether it was on the boundary, whether it was up the middle, whether it was in tight windows, whether it was the deep ball, intermediate. He made every throw in the game, and he's been doing that for weeks now, right? He's been doing it for weeks. And just to add to that, he, you know, added 60 rushing yards on the ground. In a backfield, that includes Latavius Murray, Devontae Freeman, and undrafted Tyson Williams. None of them rushed for over 20 yards in that game. Listen, gotta give it up, man. It's amazing stuff, man. In other NFL news going on, and by the way, you know, this one gonna be kind of short. Like I say, I just got back from Baltimore, man. So I'm gonna get on here and I'll get you guys these week six waiver wire priority pickups here soon. Let's just quickly move on real quick to you know, Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts finally had, you know, quote unquote, that game that day. There was no better way to do it than, you know, when you got all eyes of NFL personnel and fans all on you. They had the London game, right? So they finally put it together. No Calvin Ridley, no Russell Gage. You still have Cordarrelle Patterson, who's been a godsend. But in the receiving game on Sunday in London, it was all about Kyle Pitts. 10 targets, 9 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown. It's a situation where you knew it was coming. The previous two games, he had saw a target in each of those in the end zone. So, you know, they've been looking to trying to get on the ball. And this time it worked. Now, people might say, will it continue? Will it continue? Well, like I just said, he's been getting the opportunity. Outside of the Giant game versus the Giants, he's been involved. They've been trying to get him the ball, but now they were able to put him in positions where he could end up on a end up in some man coverage, and they just did not have the they didn't have a matchup for him. They didn't have an answer for him. On the touchdown pass, he was covered by a defensive end, and I don't know where you do that at. Not with this man. Then we saw, you know, corners, DBs that were just too little to get to his body. He catched the ball away from his body, strong hands. It was just great stuff, man. So it was a pretty, and how about that boy, Matt Ryan, just dealing, looking surgical. It was just a, you know, good weekend. Business was booming for AB. 2 touchdowns. Tom Brady lit it up as well. Over 400 yards, 5 touchdowns passing. The Bills looking like the AFC favorite right now. They didn't just beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. They outright whooped they ass. You know, so you got Josh Allen and Kyler Murray amongst, you know, the top of people's MVP list. With all that said, the best team in the league might be the Dallas Cowboys, which is wild. They defense and what Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons is bringing to that defense now is just amazing. Now, if it just wasn't for Dallas Cowboys shitty-ass fans, we could actually enjoy these guys like Dak and Zeke. I was a big backer of Ezekiel Elliott coming back for that bounce-back season. Right, and it's coming into fruition. Like Zeke is balling, you know. But other than that, man, it ain't much, man. We just gonna keep it short today, man. I'll talk a little bit about these waiver wire pickups, man. We'll get you out of here, and you know, let's get to it. All right, let's get to these waiver wire pickups for week six. You know, it's becoming to be to the point where it be slim pickings, you know what I'm saying? But injuries are continuing to just, they gonna keep on happening, just cause, you know, this football, dog. We saw Saquon Barkley go down. We seen the swollen ankle he got. He'll be out several weeks. We saw Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He will be out several weeks. We don't know how many several weeks Chris Carson gonna be out, but he out right now. So with that said, you know, we're going to look at Chiefs running backs. That'll be Darrell Williams, who's, you know, he's always filled in admirably in his role as a backup running back for the Chiefs the past couple of years. We got Devontae Booker here, who should presumably fill in for Saquon Barkley for the time being until his ankle get back to regular looking size. You get again. You got Alex Collins, who was in for Chris Carson this week, who had a little neck issue flare up there. Now Alex Collins didn't do much versus that Rams. We didn't expect him to versus the Rams' stout front. He did look better in week four. So now that we don't know what the status of Chris Carson is, you definitely want to give Alex Collins a look there. So far we got Darrell Williams from the Chiefs, DeVonte Booker from the Giants, Alex Collins from the Seattle Seahawks. Another couple of running backs you may be interested in: Bears rookie Khalil Herbert. Now, when David Montgomery went down with his injury in week four, right? Damian Williams was the pickup last week, right? Now he did end up scoring. However, he was out carried by the rookie Khalil Herbert, who was pretty effective with them carries, them 18 carries for 75 yards. Now, I don't know how they'll use them going forward, but that's a clear sign that Khalil Herbert has a spot and he have a role when you lead the team in carries. So that's somebody you will want to get on your bench if you so need. Now the interesting one here is a player that I'm actually a fan of, and I'm happy to see him playing and being effective again, and that's Marlon Mack. Just read something today that the Chiefs kicking the tires on that. I think a couple of more teams are doing the same. And after the way he looked last night versus the Ravens, getting 47 yards on only 5 carries, or did he have 9 carries? I know he had a 22-yard run there. Yeah, 5 carries, 47 yards. So he looked pretty spry coming off that Achilles injury. So you might want to check out Marlon Mack because he could be on the move. Wide receivers, I had Kadarius Toney on this last week. Also had him in my article last week is opt for optimal flex plays, and he came through. 10 catches, 189 yards. Now Darius Slayton and Sterling Shepard were absent, and the injuries just continue to pile up for the New York Giants offense. But you can already see that he brings something different to that offense, no matter who's in the lineup or not. And staying along with the Giants, and this is crazy that I'm actually going to say this, but because of the amount of injuries that the Giants are dealing with right now at the tight end position, I'm going to tell you to give Evan Ingram a look. Now, I'm going to say this about picking up Evan Ingram off waivers. I personally, in any of my leagues, I'm not finna pick him up because I feel okay at that position. However, if you ain't okay in that position, that's just something to consider. He had 4 catches for 55 yards, which is like his best game in 6 years. So, hey, I ain't saying start him. I'm just saying the Giants have a lot of injuries on offense, and you might be hurting that tight end. That's all I'm saying. Another tight end is Hunter Henry. He's hit the end zone the last 2 weeks. It seems like he's starting to get the edge in that little tight end combo or twosome or whatever between him and Jonnu Smith there. Mac Jones is always locked in on Jacoby Myers, but he seems to have found some on-field rapport with Hunter Henry. So I think Hunter Henry will be the move more so than an Evan Ingram or any of the tight ends on the waiver. You feel me? I didn't name any quarterbacks, but Matt Ryan been on fire the past few weeks. You could look at that if you in any quarterback trouble. But other than that, man, that's your waiver wire pickups for the week. I told you I was going to keep it short. I just came back from being in Baltimore, so I got to get myself situated together and get to some other work, man. But we'll talk. We'll holler at you. Next on the slate is week 6. Let's get it.
I appreciate y'all folks for tuning in to the Lord Don't Lose podcast, brought to you by Hell Me. At night, I got hype on this. Fresh white kicks, but I like